Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Everybody grows up loving, just loving cereal. And I also realize that it's just full of sugar and junk. And that's why I want to introduce you to Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon cereal. Come on now. This has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. And if you're like LG and myself, and when I'm the most ripped, my carb intake is limited. It's only 140 calories a serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. Also, you can build your own box. Available flavors to build your very own custom bundle or a cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, and cinnamon. You got to be kidding me. I'm a big blueberry guy. I love blueberry. I'm a big frosted guy. I also am a fruity guy. I like the fruity, and I haven't had the opportunity to try the peanut butter yet, but I eat peanut butter every day and immediately before I go to bed. And cinnamon, I put on my sweet potatoes every night. So I can only imagine how good that's going to be. But think about this. You can mix the cocoa with the peanut butter and it tastes exactly like peanut butter cup. So let's get to mixing these things now. Go to magicspoon.com/hoots. That's H-O-O-T-S, to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code HOOTS, it's H-O-O-T-S, at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. If you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money with absolutely zero questions asked. Get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/hoots and use the code HOOTS, that's H-O-O-T-S, to save $5 off your order. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
This call is in regards to reduce the rates. This is not a dating app, and we are not...
Oh, this ain't Tinder? I'm sorry, I thought this was Tinder.
No, this is not a Tinder, sir.
Oh, okay, so it's a date with a credit card. Okay, so, all right, so go ahead.
This is not a date. This is a reducing the rates on your credit card.
Reducing so dates? No, I want more dates, not reducing dates.
Reducing the rates on
your rates. I'm sorry. I thought you said that I could get more dates. I'm sorry. All right, so you want to reduce the rate on my credit card. All right, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, so do you have your card with you so I can activate the services for you?
Oh, I do. The number is 619-8374-28942.
And can you just grab that account and shove it in your monkey ass, motherfucker?
I win. Eat a dick. Hoot. Hoot.
Hoot. Okay, we need to make our big announcement, guys. Massive, massive brother announcement. I got the machine. Let's introduce ourselves. It's almost like a reintroduction to the podcasting world. It's a happy and a sad day, especially for me.
Well, you know, if we're going to reintroduce ourselves, should we bring down our holy heavenly ghost to do the introduction?
Come on in.
I'm so happy that you guys have let the fact be known publicly that you are Christian men. You just have many flaws. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I will wait for you guys to make this announcement on your own, but I will introduce your hosts going forward, my begotten sons.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, your hosts. He's a tiny Japanese wrestler who recently did a press conference that he shared on Twitter where he looked like a really tanned Kim Jong-un. He would have been great as Mil Mascaris if he was a lot older. Ladies and gentlemen, Rocky Romero.
Mil Mascaris, what
great to be here, fellas. Thank
all
you
right,
so much.
Don't say prick when I'm down on loan from our Lord and Savior from heaven.
Sorry, good
and
man.
His co-host, he was a G1 finalist in 2012. A 7-time World Tag Team Champion. He has a long pointy nose despite being a heartthrob. He is the Machine Gun, Carl Dursa.
The ugliest heartthrob in the world, Fink. Thank you.
And now, because we've moved forward in the podcasting world, we're going to add an introduction for our producer. He's single. He's Catholic. He's got a hairy dick. He is Balls Deep Billy. Emilio Sparks.
You can't say balls deep when you're on loan from the great Lord and Savior.
Well, Balls Deep paid me.
He's
to
just
say
doing his job.
I use cryptocurrency up in heaven to buy my smokes with. And finally, I started smoking in the afterlife. Marlboro Reds, cowboy killers, they call them. Ladies and gentlemen, the sexiest podcast. Shut up, you little fuck. Sorry. The sexiest podcast.
Fink, why are you smoking in heaven?
Well, I'm allowed to cuss and smoke because I was such a good man on earth, you fuckers. Ladies and gentlemen, the sexiest podcast. Host of all time. He's got a beardy tail and a fake tan. He is the big LG Duck Gallows, aka Father Dangly.
So Fink, what do you like? What do you enjoy about coming back to Earth?
Well, I'll tell you what I don't enjoy. I'm here in your hotel room and there's regular sheets, not sheets made of satin. And there aren't golden gooses that I can ride around and eat grapes on and drink the blood of our Savior. But it's fun to come back and tell you that you're a shit eater and say hi to Rocky, who I think might be starting his own communist workshops on the dark web.
Communism.
Yeah, I can see everything up there, Rocky.
All right.
The Lord gives me a windows to your soul. I'm out of here.
Get the fuck out. Hey, fuck you, Tom.
We love you, Fink.
See ya.
Thanks, Fink.
All right.
Thanks for coming down. Make the announcement.
What's the freaking... Okay. If I'm going to make the announcement, since I stepped all over your great introduction by bringing the Fink down from heaven, we finally, after all these years and all this complaining and all this hatred and negativity spewed out by the master of the Good Brother Summer, the Machine Gun Carl Anderson, a.k.a. Chatto, about this podcast, the hashtag worst podcast ever, Talkin' Shop, we finally found a new home. We inked the deal.
If it wasn't happy and sad.
If it wasn't DocuSign, the ink would still be wet. We are now official members of Carl. Blue Wire. They are hosting us. They're taking us on. We're joining their leading sports network.
Yeah.
From here on out, it's all Blue. It's Blue Wire, baby.
Those poor people at Blue Wire, they sent us an amazing contract over, and just the three of us just refused to sign it.
They
we just didn't know what they were dealing with.
It wasn't that we refused to sign it. We couldn't figure out how to sign it for about 3 weeks as well. We couldn't figure it out.
Let's be honest. Let's talk real talk here. We're going to be honest now that we're on Blue Wire. We're sitting here in Jacksonville, Florida, before a preempted dynamite.
Yeah.
We were going to podcast at 4 p.m. The good people over at Rode, Emilio, Balls Deep Billy, the hairiest cock in New York, sent over these great microphone setups.
Awesome. Beautiful microphones. Where we can just
generous
sound
enough
crispy
to help us out. But we're so technologically slow that here it is 5:35 and we're just starting to cast our pod. And I was no help. It would be 7:30 if I was doing anything. I thought I was in calculus class.
I'm glad that we're on Blue Wire. Thank you, Blue Wire. I just hope they don't fire us. I hope they don't listen to it.
Yeah. You guys can just not listen to the
most importantly, let's just track our downloads. Don't listen to this bullshit and just be happy.
Don't ever listen to the podcasts. Just look at the ratings and be happy.
Yeah, but hey, listeners, we were only gone for a week. We plan on a 3 week sabbatical. We couldn't do that to you guys. We're here. We got a lot going on. Rocky is basically just booking New Japan Pro Wrestling fully on his own now. We're in the middle of a Good Brother Summer. It's heating up. We recently became Baptist evangelists. We're going to be touring the country, not doing wrestling.
That's cool.
But speaking the word under a tent. So
watch your language, Rock.
Look for it. Yeah, you watch your language. I'll damn you to the depths of hell if you keep that up.
So we went.
Hey, the Undertaker.
Got a hell of a name for your tag team. It's called the Revival.
So we came out.
It's called the Tent Revival.
We came out on Impact. We came out on Impact, right? And we're just doing a full blown preacher gimmick. I mean, we're praising the Lord for and Gallows breaks into a full.
Is this legit?
Legit. And we're dressed the same. We just you know, praise God. Praise
the Lord.
We
just feel the power of the Lord flowing through our bodies, and we want to anoint all the people.
And we're walking and talking to doing a promo, and Gallows is full, but he's gone to one up. He's gone full blown preacher from the Southern Baptist world.
That's right.
He talks. Now he has an accent.
Next week on television, I'm going to bring out a rattlesnake and hold it up to Kyle's face so that I can see if he believes in the power of the Lord.
So we get to the back, and Scott D'Amore goes, "When the fuck did you guys become preachers?"
Thought I signed the badass New Japan Bullet Club, not Sex Ferguson and Chad Too Bad. I said, Sex Ferguson and Chad Too Bad don't practice this kind of religion, so you need to clean your show up. I think this is great. He didn't think it was funny at all.
No, not at all. He goes, listen, you guys got to at least...
You got to tell me if you're going to try shit like that.
You got to warn. I'm glad you guys took a chance, but when I look down at the screen and I see the machine gun and the big LG talking in this country accent and praising God, you just got to let me know.
Love you, boss.
And I said, sorry, boss. I think boss is one of the only guys that listens to our podcast regularly, you know?
That's right. He listens just to see what we're up to next.
Rock, I got to ask you a serious question, though. So are you happy now? Are you happy now that we actually have to make this podcast? Like, we have to make sure we do it weekly now.
To be honest, you want the honest answer?
No,
I'm fucking, I hate it.
see the true, legit honesty. And that's what I was trying to get to. It wasn't that we didn't want to sign the deal with Blue Wire. We just were hesitant because I remember we saw a Rock in Los Angeles and he goes, man, we should probably sign that Blue Wire deal, huh? It had nothing to do with the deal not being good. We were happy with the deal. We got to probably sign this deal, right? And Rock goes, yeah, man, but fuck. I said, what do you mean? He goes, man, once we sign that shit, we got to like put out a fucking podcast every week for real.
That's true. That is very
Oh, that's a good point. But the thing is now tough because we try to say we try to work at home and me working at home, it just doesn't, I can't do it anymore. It doesn't cut. I got too many kids running around trying to find like a nice quiet place to do it, to record a podcast and then do an interview. We got to do it on the road. Thank God now. Praise the Lord. The world's opening back up.
Yes.
Praise him. He did it.
Praise him.
He did it. The good Lord brought the good brothers to Impact.
They brought the good brothers and Rocky Romero to Blue Wire.
The good
and
Lord.
Now you can hear the word spoken from your anointed cousins.
Blue Wire.
Each and every Sunday, wherever podcasts are found.
The good Lord brought Blue Wire to the boys.
Yes. And on June the 13th, it's when this podcast drops, it will be Sunday, May the 30th. And what you'll need to understand is the Talking Shop Boys have a very big June, and it's going to kick off Sunday, June the 13th in Baltimore, Maryland, at Jimmy's Famous Seafood on Hollibird Avenue, the greatest crab cakes in the free world. But at 9 p.m. Eastern, not Pacific, Talking Shop Live, Baltimore, well, you can meet Sex Ferguson, Chad Too Bad, and whatever Rocky's gimmick name is on the thing. I can't remember because I feel the Lord coming through me. Chico El Luchador, there it was. Thank you, Jesus. And then you can see a live podcast and have a party where we'll be drinking the Hoot Blood and sharing our tales from the road with each and every one of you majestic fans out there. And if you're lucky, maybe we'll bless a little something and you can drink the blood yourself.
Jesus.
What? So we're doing this match, right? And I'm managing Carl.
This is borderline blasphemy. Right?
It's not blasphemy. It's borderline. Been making me pray a lot more every day, too.
Well, we realize something. Listen, believe in whatever you want, but Gallows and I are Christian men.
We are.
So there you go.
Shoot, we're just Christian men who have to say a lot of acts of contrition because of our flaws.
Yeah. It's like we're Christian men.
We like to come.
No, praise God.
And we got to repent a lot.
Yeah, lots of repenting. So we have a Big Jimmy's Seafood that weekend, June the 13th. If you haven't got tickets, what's it at? Is it L?
TheLPWG.com.
LPWG.
It's a big podcast weekend. There's two in front of us. Fine. But I guarantee you, those are going to be great podcasts. You're going to hear a lot of great wrestling stuff. You're not going to have the same kind of party unless you show up on Sunday night, 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Go ahead and call off on Monday. You're a little bit sick. And come join the boys. Party your nuts off. Let's eat some crab legs. And let's see if we can get Sex Ferguson to black out.
Talking Shop Live isn't really a live podcast. It's like halfway through, realize that
it's just basically a shit.
But the one we did in Tampa, halfway through, Chavo Guerrero was having a conversation louder than anybody in the whole thing.
He was having somebody else. He was hosting his own podcast.
He just forgot a microphone and a recording piece.
Oh yeah, him and Mike Knox were having their own podcast.
Him and Mike Knox were doing aerobics with live microphones in the back of the bar.
That was exactly. Remember, that was exactly what we didn't want.
Yeah,
remember?
That's why like, all of our great friends in wrestling are not invited. It's just our fans of Talking Shop. Not going to be like Myers and Cardona and just book the Sandman to come jump out of the rafters. No, you have to party with us, okay?
Right. And it's
nobody's going to step on our shit.
Well, I did realize a lot of people wanted to drink with us, and so like next thing I know, I was fucking annihilated there. And I thought like halfway through the podcast, we were still doing a live podcast, but I was out there just with drinking with the fans, not paying attention to also what was going on stage.
Yeah. You gave up. It's okay.
But I saw people the next day and they go, man, that was the fucking greatest night ever. Yeah. I had so much fun. I'm like, I don't even how. What did we do? I don't remember much of it.
I've never been on a Jericho cruise, but I picture like a late night Jericho cruise on land if you're in the same room as us at the end of Talking Shop.
You know,
you're definitely gonna wake up like you're on a fucking ship.
You're gonna wake up and you're gonna be seasick. For sure. I know I am.
You know you're a Talking Shop fan. If you come to Jimmy's at 9 p.m. on a Sunday,
you know you're a Talking Shop fan. If you like to come,
you know you're a Talking Shop fan. If you have bought either Talking Shop or Mania,
you know you're a Talking Shop fan. If you get the new Good Brother Summer Tie Dye over at collarandelbowbrand.com promo code.
You know you're a Talking Shop fan when you see us in an airport and say, did you catch a kiss today? And I go, yes.
You know you're a Talking Shop fan when you go to our website, buy our booze and bring it to our Talking Shop Live and get us to sign the bottle and then drink it.
TNSmania.com.
TNSmania.com. Yeah. We're getting back into the cheap plug business now that we have a real hosting agency taking care of
us. That's right.
Now. Rock, what is the New Japan situation right now? I was talking to a certain someone and I was saying, we can't come back until the people can cheer. Like, cause I watched the New Japan show and
the people cheer.
It's just right now. It's just not time for the boys to return there.
It's not conducive to our
working environment
and the return that we want and deserve, Rocky.
But I want to ask,
yeah,
are the crowds, is Korakuen back like half full? Is Ryogoku going to run?
Like, yeah. So I think that they're coming out of another state of emergency. So I think that they were up to like 30% in Korakuen or something like that. I want to say,
wow.
Don't quote me for sure. But so yeah, maybe like 300 or 400 people in Korakuen. But I think that they're getting the 300 or 400 people every week, you know, or like whenever they run, it's just, it's very limited.
And I wanted to ask again, like, so there's no vaccine in Japan, right?
I think there's very little and it's only being distributed to, I think last I heard was like doctors and they were just starting like medical people. Wow. And they're just starting to,
it's like their Wi-Fi situation back like older in 2013.
Folks. Oh, it's true. Right. Cause they're all, it's so funny. They're so ahead of things. And then sometimes we're just so behind on some things. It's just
the problem was all the boys would be using it at the same time, downloading, streaming.
Oh, well, yeah.
All on the same floor.
No, 100%, 100%.
So you always got to get, say so you can't get
still,
another floor.
We were talking before off the air. Is it still where they can, like, they can clap, but they can't voice their appreciation. Yeah. They can't.
So it's not, it's, so I was told, this is what I heard. And I don't know, maybe somebody could find out, but I heard that it wasn't a rule. Like in the beginning, it was a rule of like, you don't, you know, please, you know, don't like yell and scream and stuff like that. Just to not spread, you know, COVID
germs. You don't want to spread germs.
I don't think that they forced anybody to, but then the fans chose to keep it that way so that they could continue to enjoy wrestling.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, so that's very responsible.
They would keep going.
The American audience would not do that.
right.
No,
so they just wanted to be responsible because they didn't want to lose their wrestling. Every Friday night, New Japan Strong has been kicking ass. I mean, there's no
crowd. New Japan Strong is awesome.
I think soon.
You like talking about that because you're running that damn thing.
Every Friday.
Don't say that. But that's not true. So,
every Friday, Rocky
every Friday New night, Japan Strong. 7 p.m., 10 p.m. Eastern. New Japan Strong.
Hey, Rock.
On NJPWWorld.com.
NJPW World.
So there's this media guy named Ross for Impact.
Ross.
And I go, Ross, can you come here real quick? And the guy goes, Ross. And so then we start rolling our R's, but
he's also in charge of the catering, so it makes it more fun. Ross, could I have a Reuben, please?
What's for catering?
How's the roast beef, Ross?
So fucking so stupid. We lost our fucking minds.
Do you have any cheese, rabbit?
We're in Jacksonville. Tony. We're in Jacksonville, Florida. It's a Friday.
Friday Night Dynamite, right?
We're doing live
Friday Dynamite. Night Dynamite live on TNT.
A live Dynamite tonight at 10 p.m. I had to get a COVID test again early this morning.
I didn't have to get one because I'm fully vaccinated.
Fully vaccinated.
And there was nothing with an R.
I had to get a COVID test, and of course I'm negative because just I'm immune to this.
Because COVID has already ran rampant through Florida.
Yeah, it really. It has. It's ran its way through. I mean, like I said, like. This isn't a political thing, but I mean, I would get the vaccine, I guess, so I can do it. I just haven't got it yet. I'm also not dying to jump on it.
You're also a fine motherfucker.
Don't you back that ass up.
Just back that ass up.
It's almost time for, hey, plug our Patreon. Is it Patreon?
Patreon. Guys, new listeners that are here via Blue Wire, patreon.com/talkandshop. All kinds of bonus content from our Talking Shop-a-mania aliases. You got the workout of the day, week, whatever he feels like with hot Carl Anderson, of course.
Whenever he remembers.
Yeah.
We have a special bonus every week following the podcast. But we also do twice a month. We're going to get back to doing this twice a month. But it's our favorite part of all of it. Aside from we do some random watch alongs of the Impact pay-per-views, AEW, some of my Lariato stuff. But Boozing with the Boys is the cornerstone and the foundation of patreon.com/talkingshop. What that is we're going to party with you guys. We're going to sit down for an hour or two. We all jump on a big Zoom. We talk, we hang out. It's funny. I got a few DMs from some Patreons after I did a little watch along a week or two ago. Sometimes things pop up or we have friends in town and we're drinking. We're going to watch something anyway. We do a watch along for the Patreon people. But yeah. Afterwards, they were telling me, three or four of them, that like, well, I found this really cool. So you Patreons, this is to put you guys over. That
of the Patreons
through listening to all of our bullshit and cum talk and booze talk and all the bad things that we do, they found this like real world friendship where they like plan trips together. They're all going to come to Talk and Shop Live Baltimore together, and they talk to each other outside of this Patreon group. And
it's a legit community, a little,
yeah, like it's a legit family. Community. Like Lori, for example, said, like, I had no idea these people would come into my life or play such an important role. Jerry's told me the same thing. Rob, all the guys on our Let's Put Over Our Tommy. Junior podcast. That's just Tommy. To put us over Tommy and the boys over at Mark's After Dark. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, heels and quads.
Like yeah. I say, this is if there's any new listeners, it's a very different show. This was built on us drinking beer in a hotel room in Japan and putting up the iPhone and just talking
shit.
And so if you're listening to this on Sunday morning, we hope you crack a beer
or take off or your have pants,
have a Bloody Mary,
or roll
have
a fatty,
a drink, and give us if you don't really get the show. Try it next week and then try it the third week and try it. Give us a month.
Crack a mimosa. Take off your pants. Listen to the hashtag worst podcast ever talking show.
If you don't like it after a month, give us 2 months. After that, then fuck off.
What?
Don't listen anymore.
What?
Eat a big old saucy.
What? Like what? Subscribe what?
Well, I was going to say the NBA playoffs are so hot. Such a cool thing right now. And so that's why Dynamite's going live now on Friday night. That's what we're here shooting live at AEW. So we're on AEW and Impact every single week, baby.
That's right, baby. And then we come to you live every Sunday morning with Talk and Shop. Also, if you're in the Southeast, it's Cheap Plug Palooza from Uncle Brother himself, Daddy Dangly here, bringing you live professional wrestling June 25th, Rome, Georgia, Lariato Pro Wrestling Impact Plus have big main event. The Machine Gun, Carl Anderson, taking on Rich Swann.
In a singles?
Street fight in a singles, yep. Absolutely. We will have Sue Young on the card in ladies title action. All your favorite
Lariato stars. What's paying you for that, brother? What's
don't you worry about that. On
can you believe he booked that? I saw
June
that.
The 26th, we got a big event down in Dublin, Georgia. Let's just keep
what's
moving
he paying you?
Talk about Carl's pay here. I'm trying to pull up the poster and keep talking.
Look, a singles match is the last thing I want to do.
I was like, I mean, you. It's the last fans do, deserve right? a singles match.
Well, my first thought, too, was like, then Rich Swann could just beat me up and I'll just sell for 5 minutes. And he's like, well, it's baby face versus baby.
Listen,
I go, what the fuck?
Can you stop?
Even worse.
June the 26th, Dublin, Georgia, Tommy Dreamer, Rich Swann, the walking weapon, the X Division champion, Josh Alexander, FKA No Way Jose, Zicky Dice, John Schuyler. We got a loaded up card. The Sizzlin' Summer Series, June 26th, Dublin, Georgia. And then the 27th. Big LG, myself, we're going to be in Lyons, Georgia, Sunday for a 5 p.m. matinee.
Tommy
Dreamer,
George.
Myself, the Big LG, Doc Gallows, No Way Jose, Zicky Dice, Logan Creed, all your favorite Lariato Pro Stars for the Summer Sizzler Series. But we're not done. We are not done.
What now?
July the 2nd, Forsyth, Georgia. The first annual.
We're too far out, Gallows.
This Lethal Lariato, Hardcore Cut, Chavo Guerrero, D'Lo Brown, Brian Myers.
It's next month, dog.
It's over a month away.
You can push it next week.
Get your tickets at thelpwg.com.
Wait till next week.
We just booked a July 10th date. I'll tell you about it next week.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, he's not going on vacation either. That's why he's got
I ruined my trip to the Florida Keys. It was going to be a lot of fun.
I'll be in Las Vegas that week. So
we'll see about that. You might be booked.
I'm off. Leave me far off.
No, this is a... Never mind. I'm not going to talk about the business of it on the air. Because I'm sober right now.
Rock, how's
California? Ask me in 2 hours.
How's California today, babe?
California is beautiful. Went out with the dogs. We're hanging out in the backyard, just throwing stuff and picking up the
balls. What's your plans for today? Just gonna hang around?
Fucking.
We're gonna go down. We're gonna go down to the garden store. I'm gonna pick out some indoor plants. And
actually, we've got a pretty nice little Saturday plan. Maybe Bed Bath and Beyond. I don't know. Basically, yeah.
That's what I'm doing. And yeah, I'm almost 40. That's what we're doing nowadays. We're just picking up.
You know, it's the truth though. I swear I went home and I went to Hobby Lobby to buy decorations for the man cave for the bar. Nice. I got an outdoor bar put in. I got an indoor bar put in. And now I was looking at different mulches. What happened to me? I used to be a
Where'd you put the indoor downstairs in the basement?
Yeah, right as you walk in to like right when you walk in from the pool, there's a little four-seater bar
there. How about the video he sent of his bar and that fucking motley crew he's with?
It's brother, I had to recruit people to help me carry that fucking thing. It was so heavy.
He had the video going on these two guys I've never seen before, right? One guy's going, no. The other guy's going,
they're my old neighbor.
Yeah, one guy just couldn't wait to be on.
Well, I had to pick up the bar in my old neighborhood, so I had to recruit my old neighbors to help me lift it. And then to pay them, I had to grill out and give them a bunch of beers. I'm not going to give them
that's
money.
Awesome.
No, yeah, but that's still awesome. It's probably fun for them though.
Oh, they love it.
Then of course there was a couple of the favorites were there. Vernon Love's there, who's probably still concussed from the pumpkin shot to the back of the head. Did you guys see the video on his Instagram?
The pumpkin shot. It's funny, but it's not.
What were you thinking?
Well, my son was out there. I texted him. I said, "Kate, you want to see me hit Vernon with one of those Halloween gourds?" Because yeah, Dad, he runs outside from playing video games.
I mean, the back of the head.
He goes, hit him over the head with it. And I said, we got to hollow this thing out. It's not a pumpkin. It's a gourd. I thought it was going to be rotten. It'd be funny.
There'd What's
be
a gourd? A rock? It looked like a rock.
Dude, so like I poked holes in it and I tried to cut some of the middle out. And then I came and I was like, well, I don't want it to not smack on his head because then I'll have to hit him twice, you know? And it's a fucking Instagram video. You don't want to beat the shit out of the poor guy.
You didn't even do it at all.
I pull it over my head and it hit and I went, oh no. But then I had to keep going because I don't want to cut. So I threw it at him and hit him right in the liver and he went, oh. So after I called him that night, I said, dude, please tell me the truth. Are you okay? And he goes, yeah. I said, are you sure your head's okay? He goes, I got to be honest with you. That shot to the liver hurt way worse than my head. So you hear it, you just hear it goes right off his liver.
Hey, but doesn't he call you Luke too?
Yeah, he calls me Luke. You're Luke or Buddy. He thinks those are my two names, Luke and Buddy. Like Ricky Morton, like friend of the program, Ricky Morton thinks my name's Luke. Oh, I've known Ricky Morton for 20 years. Hello, Lou.
One
Hello,
time.
Luke. Wait, Lou, L-O-U?
Yeah, Lou Gallows. Yeah. I told you that story before. He told D'Lo, tag in Lou, because D'Lo accidentally stiffed him. He goes, Lou, you're doing the rest of the match. I said, all right, Lou, Rick. Let Rick and Lou.
Vernon Love drove me and LG somewhere one time. And he started to get off of his exit. I was in the back seat.
Story
he started to get off of the exit. And Gallows grabs the steering wheel. Goes, no, stay on the road. And say, because you know, Luke, I just get nervous when I'm driving you guys around. And Gallows goes, don't worry, it's just us. It's just us, Vernon. He patted him on the shoulder like, it's okay. We're humans too, even though we're famous. But.
Well, first he missed two exits. Then he was going to take the wrong one that we weren't rerouted on. And then like he's used to being around me, but he's not used to being around Chad. And he's like, hey, I watch you guys on Raw every Monday. Well, that doesn't mean you can't turn the fucking car the right way. Like, we're still human beings.
When Milky used to drive us, right, I just would feel like something was wrong. Like we had a three-hour ride, right? And so I was like, something's wrong. I kind of wake up from the back. I'd put where our destination in the GPS, and I realized that Milky had missed exits, and he was turning around. So I go, Milk, everything okay? Oh yeah, baby, we just got to do a little turn around here, and he has to go fucking 10 miles down to do the next exit.
Milky, I don't know if you still listen, probably not, but you don't know how to follow GPS.
he's on his phone the whole time. He's just texting.
We used to tweet out his phone number, and then he would answer all the calls from the fans. Like, you can't keep answering them. You got to follow the GPS.
Hey, we gave his number out, and then we were in the gym. He's over in the corner answering these fans.
Well, yes, I'm driving the guys today. We're doing legs at the gym. What the fuck are you doing?
I think he kind of enjoyed it.
He loved it.
The funniest thing though is I understand what they're going through, because every time that I feel like I've driven you guys, I fucking miss all the turns because I'm fucking popping and we're talking about some of the shit that I'm not even paying attention to the GPS, and it's like 100 feet and I'm like, oh wait, 100 feet. Wait, isn't that like really soon? It's like, oh shit, I just missed it. Fuck. And then
I did that with my wife the other day. We were talking and laughing. I went, well, I mean, we got to go all the way back through Atlanta now. I'm so sorry. I was supposed to get on 85. She was like, oh fuck, that's a lot of traffic. I was like, yeah, I know.
Hey, Rocky, when me and Rocky used to live together in 2006 and 2007, we had to make a new rule that I wasn't allowed to throw farts in his face anymore.
Oh god, bless. Why he's driving?
Or anytime. Or I'd be driving, I'd get, he'd go, fuck, you know. And if I was, man, come on, dog, we gotta be ready to throw it all the time. Let's make a rule, man.
That was a thing that you could scoop up a fart in your hand and throw it at somebody.
It's a Chad thing.
Well, the best one, at one time I was driving, Rock was in the shotgun. Dave Marquez was all the way up in the back seat like this. His face was all up in the middle of our conversation. Dave just talking away. I did a little silent but violent one, and I leaned it up and I went,
ah. He cupped it and threw it at me.
Dave took a deep breath.
He took a deep inhalation of your human sphincter shit. Of your shit air.
Because, God damn it. I tasted that, you motherfucker.
Oh. What? Catch a nut. What? Catch a nut. What? Catch a nut.
If I think back, if I remember properly, I think I looked at Rock and gave Rock a little Iggy as I was tossing it up.
You did. And I was like, oh no. Oh no. This is going to be worth it.
I'm about to throw a fart at this other grown man.
Oh, fuck. Hey, guys. We appreciate you, man. Thank you for giving us a listen, baby. Blue Wire, man. Blue Wire. Subscribe to all their podcasts. Most importantly, subscribe to ours. Tell your friends to subscribe so we can keep doing all this shit.
All of our loyal listeners out there, for Tommy, for Rob Weathers, for Lori, for Drugs Delaney, all the people that have been with us the whole time. We love you guys. Keep listening. Our community is about to grow. We can't thank you guys enough.
We might be getting more famous now, and our podcast might be blowing up, and we actually have real mics now, but we're never going to forget where we came from.
Emilio, could you come on for a second if you're still there?
Emilio, let's see those. Let's see that.
Emilio, I think it's time that we ran.
How's your untugged cock feel, Emilio?
So far, so good, brother.
Good for you, buddy.
Emilio, I think we should run another.
You must be getting massive boner heat right now.
Apple Podcast review gimmick where we can give away some free stuff, maybe.
Ooh. It worked. Bucky's peanuts immediately.
Hey, listen, it worked really well when we were doing the promo codes for Talking Shop of Mania too. And there was a lot of funny comments, so I think we should do it again now that we're signed.
Let's do this. Let's talk to our friends at Collar and Elbow, and let's give away a Good Brothers summer set. You know,
let's give away the new Good Brothers summer package.
The white hats are amazing.
You get the
white
hat. You get the tie dye tank. You get the koozie. I don't think we have a dangly up for sale yet.
A lot of people have been asking about the danglies.
So why don't we drop it?
Well, I don't have one in yet because it's not time to get weird, but I'm going to go put one in. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
So what? Let's give it a date. Let's say like what? The third week of June.
Yes. That's perfect.
Perfect.
Explain the deal.
So the third week of June is going to be Sunday the 20th.
So we're going to announce a winner Sunday the 20th.
Yeah. So from now till Sunday the 20th, if you go on Apple Podcasts and write the funniest review and give us a 5-star, Rocky, Dr. Dangly, Machine Gun, and myself will look at all of these and pick the funniest, and you'll get a Good Brothers summer party pack or pack
party
or whatever
package.
It is. So you get like you get a hat, you get a sticker, you get the tie-dye t-shirt. There's no dangly earrings yet, but that's coming
soon.
We're working on it.
Right. Leave a funny comment.
So I'm telling Colin Elbow right now exactly what they do. So it's on Apple. They have to do this.
Yes, they got to do this on Apple. Pods. Yeah, Apple Pods.
That's great. Now, leave some funny comments. Put the boys over, most importantly.
Yeah, pretty much. Just give us the 5-star. That's what we need. So
listen, I'm the Machine Gun.
I'm the Big LG.
We're the Good Brothers, probably the hottest act in the wrestling business right now.
For sure.
Rocky Azucar Romero. That means sugar in Spanish, correct?
I was on
Dark Elevation, bro. You've done once. All of it now.
Yeah.
Once.
You got to get on Dynamite, though, to complete the cycle, baby.
Dynamite. I was clapping.
You clapped like a monk.
Friended number 11 in the world that day.
You did?
Just because of that.
I like that.
Nice.
How many claps? Like seven?
Probably did about eight because I didn't know when that
eight claps getting you number seven is pretty damn good.
I want to thank good. I want to thank
congratulations, Rocky.
I want to thank the Fink for coming down from heaven. Praise the Lord for bringing the boys to What's a Blue Wire.
The Lord and Savior brought us to Blue Wire.
Thank you to producer Hoop Balls Deep Billy for editing us when we
borderline blasphemy.
Rocky, if you want to buy some of that anointed hoot blood or some of our talking shop whiskey, where would you go to find such a thing, a product?
You'd go down to TNSmania.com and you can get your bottles there.
Hallelujah.
Just 30 minutes.
TNSmania.com to buy the alcohol, the liquor, the nectar, the gums.
Hey.
If you want to come to Talking Shop Live Baltimore or any of the Super Summer Sizzler series presented by Larry Out of Pro Wrestling, go over to www.theLPWG.com. Don't talk over me, you fucker. You too can be a part of Talking Shop Live. Baltimore.
June 13th. George. Let's do that, baby. Big push for that.
Big push.
Big push for
big
that.
Big push. Big show.
For the Machine Gun, for Gallows, for Balls Deep, for Rocky. Man, we'll see y'all next week.
Out.